This is the Podcast Replay. This Podcast Replay is brought to you by the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah is the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack?
Offensive playmaker in age. Watch some of the videos of Kyle Lowry when he's working with both Pascal Siakam mm-hmm. and Serge Ibaka. And Serge Ibaka even went on Twitter and said, oh, Bam's about to have a career year because my guy Kyle is going to get him the ball.
Let the good times roll, quite literally, right. Yes.
Yes. So, yeah, pick and roll. So, to your point about Bam in the Olympics, and I want to talk about this more in the last segment, Bam has the opportunity now to be a true big man. Because correct. You now have a facilitator, you can ask Bam to do more of the things that a true big man can do, kind of play that Serge Ibaka role offensively in some ways. And I think you're hoping his ceiling is higher. Mm-hmm. But I think he can go back to focusing on that. Because of all the things that Pat Riley said in the State of the Heat address after the season ended, the one that stood out the most to me was him basically calling out Spo for asking Bam Adebayo to do too much. Especially offensively. This allows him to go back to being a big man.
Yes. Less of that. That's a great point. That playmaking Bam was good enough for what they had. But playmaking Bam doesn't have to be playmaking Bam anymore.
Yes.
Because now Kyle Lowry knows how to play make. Goran Dragic was sort of more in a limited role there. So I agree with that also. I also think Kyle Lowry gives them an end game option. Remember that one game the Heat won when Bam hit the fadeaway shot against the Nets? It was a game when the Nets went out. They lost Durant, I think, early with an injury.
Yep.
And everyone said, finally, Bam's hitting the game winner. He's stepping forward and doing that. I still think that's going to be the occasional thing. The difference with this Heat roster, Clay, as we talked about how the Heat revamped themselves, is it pretty much was Jimmy Butler or bust at the end of games. Draw a foul, get to the basket, hit a jumper, the ball in his hands. Goran Dragic was deferential. Duncan Robinson sometimes wasn't on the court because of his defense. Now you can have two guys there. Now you can have two guys who say, you know, have, like I told Orlando yesterday, can do the Eddie House big whatever you want to call them dance at the end of a game after they hit a shot like that because they have the quote-unquote sack and willingness to do that, you need more than one. That's what we've seen. You need Anthony Davis and LeBron James. You need Durant and you need Harden. You need Giannis and, more importantly, you need Middleton and you need Holiday. The Heat have that now. They have two guys they could throw out on the court at the end of the game to get it done. So a little less pressure in game for Bam Adebayo, but during the game, I think he can examine and explore more of his game, and I think Kyle Lowry will make that easier for him. I agree.